My guest at this time is Tennessee Congressman Diane Black. She is a freshman representing the Volunteer State's 6th Congressional District, and she's also a member of the House Budget Committee. The chairman of that committee, Paul Ryan, has been added to the Republican presidential ticket. Of course, Mitt Romney named Ryan as his running mate on Saturday, and now the two are on separate campaign swings all across the country. And the Ryan budget, both from 2011 and 2012, are becoming much bigger issues, with Republicans saying it's a major step towards fiscal sanity and Democrats saying it's an example of Republican extremism that would hurt the most vulnerable people. And Congressman, thank you so much for your time.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm glad to be with you today.
Let's start with the criticism from the left on this. They say that the Ryan plan essentially enacts draconian cuts, particularly when it comes to entitlement programs like Medicare. We saw the ads in the last couple of years from special interest groups with a Ryan lookalike pushing an old lady in a wheelchair off a cliff because of what they say he would do to Medicare benefits. What exactly did the budgets that you voted on, you researched in that committee along with Chairman Ryan, do when it comes to Medicare?
Well, what we do is we preserve Medicare for those who are currently in Medicare and for future generations. And that is what really needs to happen. Otherwise, we are not going to have anything either for those that are in it or for those coming. And unfortunately, the president and the Democrats in their plan that they passed with the Obamacare or the Patient Affordability Act robs Medicare of over $500 billion, helps to weaken it, and then uses a 15-member panel of bureaucrats that are unelected to help to control the costs, which will really result in rationing and no choice for our seniors. So I think there's a very clear path of two futures with Medicare. We can either let it go down and have it be destroyed by what has already been put in place by the Democrats, or we can preserve it for the future and protect it for those that are currently in it.
There have been some Democratic allegations that the Ryan plan would also cut up to the same amount of money that the president is cutting when it comes to Medicare. True or not true?
That is not true, and that has been proven by several nonpartisan groups that have gone in to take a look at what we do, and it is untrue. So I would get people to take a look at PolitiFact, and they can see that it's not what I'm saying, but it is what a nonpartisan group has taken a look at and put information out about.
And so when it comes to the way that the Ryan budget, and I guess the Republican budget from the House Budget Committee, preserves Medicare, how exactly does it do that? How does it make some fiscal reductions while preserving the system?
Well, what it does is it does two things. First of all, it empowers patients to have control over their care and to give them a choice. And the second is it uses market forces. And when you use market forces and you put more competition out there, that helps to bring down the cost of whatever the product is. The more competition, that's a, you know, just basic economic principle that the more competition there is, the more the cost of the product comes down. And we actually saw that in the Medicare Part D program that was very scary when it was first put into place, thinking that this was going to drive up the cost of medicine for our seniors. And what we have seen is a plan that actually worked. And as we look into the next year with Medicare Part D, it's not even going to increase in the cost, where all the other health care has gone up significantly in cost. So by putting market forces there, that really does help to bring down the cost. But it also, more importantly, gives a patient an opportunity to be empowered, to have a choice over their care and what kind of care they want and what kind of program they want.
Does the Ryan budget, the House Republican budget, cut spending, or does it reduce the amount of increase in spending on these programs?
Well, and that would be something that I don't know that I could say. We have numbers to specifically say that it would how much it would save, because those numbers that I'm aware of are not available to us. But what it does show is that when you put the market forces in place, that it helps to bring the cost down. Because right now we have a fee-for-service program. And by the way, the Obama administration really wants to balance the budget on the backs of our providers. And we're going to see less and less physicians willing to take these programs because they know that they're not going to get paid. And many of them are feeling that way right now. So we're putting into place something that would give some certainty to our providers, making sure that they're going to get paid, and that it does give, as I say, the patients the choice on that.
Last point on this aspect of the debate, there are Democrats, including a member of your committee, who's also the chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who says that under the Ryan alternatives in this budget, there would be a voucher system that would leave the average senior about $6,000 in the hole out of pocket. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, Greg, I will tell you that I have just gotten so frustrated with hearing my Democrat colleagues use this word voucher, and I don't know whether they can't understand the difference between a voucher and a premium, or they just don't want to, and I think it's the latter. The difference between a voucher and a premium is just as in if you were to look at an insurance plan by any other employer, where the employer says, here are the options that you have. You have the choice. You choose the program you want to be in. You can choose a PPO. You can choose a health savings account. You make the decision, and here's how much our premium will pay. We're going to pay 20% of your premium, or whatever that percentage is. And this plan would operate the very same way. As a matter of fact, it's not a whole lot different than what is already out there in the Medicare Advantage plans, where people have an opportunity to choose which plan they want, and then if they want a richer plan, they're going to pay more in a premium. But these would be guaranteed plans, plans that would give an opportunity for seniors to decide which one of those they like. And the premium, it would be mean tested, so those who can afford to pay more of the premium would do so. Those who are unable to afford the premium or have higher health care costs, there will be greater premium assistance. But a voucher is where you actually send somebody the money, they take the money, and they go out and purchase the product. It is not like that. It is a premium support product. So there is a difference between the two, and I, like I say, just for the life of me, cannot understand why my Democrat opponents, or Democrat colleagues, I should say, continue to confuse the issue by calling it a voucher. It is a premium support program.
We're talking with Tennessee Congressman Diane Black. She represents the state's 6th Congressional District. She's a member of the House Budget Committee. And Congressman, whenever a member of Congress or a chairman sticks their neck out on an issue, you're going to get fire from both sides. And while most Republicans seem to be pretty pleased with the selection of Chairman Ryan, there are some who say this is a man who doesn't cut spending fast enough. He voted for TARP. He voted for some of the auto bailouts. He voted on the final version of the extension of the debt ceiling last year. How would you rate him in terms of his conservatism?
Well, I can talk from what I know from the past 2 years that I have served on the Budget Committee, as him being my chairman, and I know that he has a heart for wanting to get this budget under control. We know that there's a very clear path of two futures between our budget and what the president has proposed. And the chairman has been very clear about saying we need to choose this path because we know we've got a crisis that's headed our way. It's not that we are having something that is like a catastrophic windstorm where you don't know it's coming. We know this is coming, and it has been very clear through his leadership that what his goal is to do is to get us back under control where we're not deficit spending and piling up our debt. And so for me and my experiences of having him as the chairman, I can very clearly say that his desire for this nation is to get us back on track so that we can be prosperous.
Probably should have started with this question instead of ended with it, but what was your reaction on Saturday when you heard the news?
I was very excited because having sat in this committee for the last 2 years and listening to this chairman who is so wise and has so much history about the budget and truly is somebody who knows that budget inside and out, it amazes me when you talk about the history of something like a tax extender. He can tell you when it came into being, who was the proposer of it, the sponsor of it, and he is just very, very knowledgeable. And I think when we look at what this country really needs right now, we need to get ourselves back onto course with the debt and the deficit spending, and that will also help to put people back to work so we can grow our economy. And so I'm very excited that we would have a vice presidential candidate who understands those issues.
Congressman, it's going to be a very interesting fight all the way to November 6th. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you so much for allowing me to be with you.
Absolutely. Tennessee Congressman Diane Black represents her state's 6th Congressional District. She's in her first term, and she's a member of the House Budget Committee, chaired, of course, by now soon-to-be vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.